The power of the executive order is a hot topic at the U.S. federal level. In his 2014 State of the Union address, President Barack Obama touted the executive order as a means to achieve his policy objectives, despite an uncooperative Congress. Emily Shaw is National Policy Manager with the Sunlight Foundation, a nonpartisan, nonprofit entity based in Washington, D.C., which has given New York a grade B for accessibility of information about executive orders.
Making sure that people have access to their executive orders is, you know, we think a really important quality in ensuring governmental openness and transparency.
Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
It's important that the public have easy access to executive orders because they have the force of law. The governor can issue an executive order using his own authority within state law and state constitutional limits. And make them basically make law, similar to what the president can do, and it's been debated nationally. And so the ease with which the public can have access to those laws is critically important, and the Sunlight Foundation found that New York does a reasonably good job in that area.
The Sunlight Foundation found that 49 of 50 state governors post executive orders from their administration online, on the website of either the governor, the secretary of state, or the state library. Shaw explains New York makes executive order information available in two formats, HTML and PDF.
Those are pretty good, actually, for humans looking to go to navigate themselves to the site and read through them because, you know, those are both formats that humans can read. But if you wanted to make those executive orders available for more comprehensive use and indexing, we like to see executive orders made available in structured format.
New York governors have issued 163 executive orders since 2009, many of them available online. New York would have been graded A had it made executive orders available in a structured format, a type of document easily indexable by search engine. Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont earned C grades. Pennsylvania and New Jersey also achieved Bs. There's a link to the full report at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.